Welcome, everybody. Today we are going to be discussing hospitality and the food and beverage segment. Food and beverage industry is now is also known as the catering industry. It encompasses places, institutions, companies, basically anywhere meals are eaten away from home. Industry includes restaurants, schools, hospital, cafeterias, catering organizations, many other formats, which include on-premises and off-premise catering. Food services industry is divided into three general categories: commercial segment, non-commercial segment, and military segment. Catering may be defined as a task of planning, operating, and controlling and executing. Each activity influences the preparation and delivery of food, beverage, and related services at a competitive yet profitable price. These activities work together to meet and exceed the customer's perception of the value for their money. So basically, food service catering industry is military, commercial, and institutional. Military is military functions, diplomatic functions. Commercial is independent caterers, hotels and motels, private clubs, restaurants, pubs, and catering firms. Institutional is business and industrial units, school, colleges, healthcare facilities, in-flight catering, transportation, amusement park, theme parks, colleges and universities, like I said earlier, social organizations, fraternal and social clubs. So commercial units. You have hotels, where residents or travelers require meals, beverages served in a formal manner. You have restaurants, person requiring a formal setting to eat. Bistros required a light informal meal. Wine bars, where requiring a glass of wine or a bottle of wine with light snacks. Alcoholic bars, alcoholic non-alcoholic beverages served with light snacks. Fast food outlets, quick service. Is the food is provided quickly and served quickly. Airport restaurants or food courts. Travelers is where they require light meals and beverages. Railway catering, that is kiosk stalls, restaurant food plazas or onboard services, food plazas. Travelers requiring beverages and food. Roadside service on the road. Welfare units, target groups. Schools, staff and students. Industrial canteens, where employees are provided beverages and food. Hospitals, patients, service. Hospitals, then comes homes for the elderly. Prisons and remand homes. Hostels, where again, people residing in the hostel, residents require food. Universities, their residences, halls of residences. Food and beverage service industry includes restaurants and bars, cafes and cafeterias, takeaways, canteens, function halls, tray service operations, lounge service operations, home delivery operations, room service operations for hotel guests. A restaurant is a place where food and beverage are sold and served to customers. The type of restaurant depends on the type of menu, the service type, the service hours, mode of service, expenditure, dining time, etc., etc., etc. Kind of food which is served must be able to gauge the changing needs of the customer and evolve. Different types of restaurant. There's fine dining restaurant, which is a full service restaurant. Dedicated meal courses, exotic dishes, various cuisines, wines, spirits, etc., everything. Fast food restaurants are two types. One you find at the roadside. The vada pav vendor is a fast food restaurant. And one you have MNCs like McDonald's, Burger King. They're all fast food restaurants. Dhaba, which is mainly on highways. Mainly in India, it is serving Punjabi cuisine, tandoori dishes. highway food. Pubs, also known as public houses, where kinds of beer, especially draft beer, served, and different liquors served, and snacks are served. Bar stools and chairs are placed at tables to counter the customers. Drinks are served by the bartender, which is a bar. Coffee shops, 24/7 coffee shops, serve snacks, light food, may serve all three meals. Located at most star hotels, especially 5-star. Specialty dining is special cuisine, ethnic cuisine, different kinds of cuisine, specialty dining, depending on the brand image and the cuisine which is served. Types of service, English service. English service basically is the host service. So there is head of the table or the host. So anything which is bought in, prepared. So if there is an entire duck prepared or entire this prepared, the carving is done by the host and then it's served as per the host's wishes around the table. And the host is served last. That's called the English service. Then American service, pre-plated service. Basically, it's pre-plated service. What it means is the food is prepared, placed, pre-plated on a particular plate. So one plate per person and served to pre-plated in any place. That's called American service or pre-plated service. So that happens only in coffee shops or pre-plated restaurants, fast food stalls, pre-plated service. Russian service. This is silverware service, platter plate service, where a platter is prepared with the food and using a service spoon and service fork, it is served on the plate, called Russian service. French service. Again, your food is pre-cooked, but it is finished on the table by using exotic spices, dressing, liqueurs, cognac, through flambe or any other means which are suitable to be finished on the table with the help of a guardian trolley. The specialized service, because it involves specialized service effects, it has a lot of effect to it. Special effects are there to it. Customer service. Customer comes and picks up the food from the counter itself. Prepaid coupons, already paid, you just pick up the food as the name is pronounced, comes and picks it up, and that's how customer service is there. It's labor, less labor centric, less labor is involved in this kind of service. Also called the snack bar service. Room service, basically this is, I'm staying in a hotel, I order room service, food is brought to my room, small orders are brought on trays, large orders are brought on trolleys. Clearance of the food from my room can be done usually 45 minutes to an hour later, or as in when the guest stays. Coffee shop service. It's a streamlined service. Again includes platter plate and American service. So it's pre-plated service. Sometimes special platter to plate is required. Sideboard is a must. So limited choice of food and alcohol is available with separate breakfast. And table d'hote menus. Table d'hote menus are fixed menus. Here, customer turnover is high and service is very informal. Cafeteria service is normally a buffet or staff service. Staff is a serving. So it's a mixed menu, fixed menu. Choice is limited. Items are displayed in special counters. Self service or a staff service. Grill room service. Basically, what does this mean? It's basically rotisserie. What is a rotisserie? It's a it's an visible kitchen, basically. So there are grills and everything which are made with a glass partition between the dining area and the kitchen. So the guest can see how the food is being prepared. Then the buffet service. Chafing dishes are involved using, chafing dishes are preheated using your fuel, having fuel, which is solid fuel. And food is it's a large variety of food. So buffet is huge. It includes soups. It involves salads. It has different salad counters. It's got a large variety of food, which is large variety of desserts, which are arranged, and people can choose what they want to eat. It's a self-service. Banquet service. There are two types of banquets, formal and informal banquets. Mainly, banquet service nowadays uses buffet service. Mainly, buffets are laid out in large banquets. So buffets are laid out in large banquets, and you know, functions and conferences, people will take their own food, eat their own food, and you can have a Toastmaster service. Again, it can be either formal or informal. A state banquet is a formal service, and there are no buffets there. It's all platter to plate service. General rules to be observed while serving. You start with women first. Women are always served first. The host is always served last. And when there are children involved, you should serve the children as quickly as possible. Place and remove all food from the left of the guest. Place and remove all beverages, including water, from the right of the guest. Use the left hand to place and remove dishes while working on the left side of the guest, and the right hand to place it so that you don't cross the guest. Place each dish on the table with four fingers and the hand under the lower edge and the thumb on the upper edge, like this. After picking up the first plate, for clearing of plates, after picking up the first plate, arrange the flatware on it. The handle of the first fork is under your thumb, under the thumb, which will secure the remaining flatware, and the fork, knife will go this way. You slide the knife from below, under the. Take the second plate and place it on this, top of the first. Side of the knife on right. Now pick up the second plate with the flatware and place the flatware on the first plate. Fork beneath the thumb and knife below. Remaining plates are stacked on the second plate, while the flatware are arranged on the first plate. Try and clear only two plates at a time, so, and sort out the waiter's pantry. The guest, once you've finished clearing, after the guest has eaten and cleared, you should never make the guest wait for the check. It should be presented immediately after either serving the dessert or as soon as the guest has finished eating. It should be placed in a cover. It should be given to the host, not to the guest of the host. And if you don't know who the host is, place it in the middle center of the table. But before you present the bill, the check or the bill, you should always ask if they would like any other service. Don't be in a hurry to throw out a guest. Ask them very courteously and kindly, sir, can I get you anything else? Would you like to order anything else? Then get the check. Serve hot food on hot plates. Heated plates. Serve cold food on chilled plates. Hot beverage in hot glass. Cold beverages, drinks with the chilled glasses. Inquire with the guests how would they like the food to be cooked when it comes to eggs and steaks. Especially examples of these two I'm giving. Egg is what? You want it fried, you want it boiled, you want it scrambled. Steak, you want rare, medium, well done. Toast, you want buttered or dry. Water glass of a guest on a table should never be empty. So you should always continuously refill water. When a guest is drinking coffee, refills are free. Refills should be constantly being given to the guest. Customers will let you know if they have had enough. Bar dynamics. Any services offering alcoholic, non-alcoholic beverage, snacks, milk bars, etc. A dispense bar is a located it in a restaurant or coffee shop and any other food or beverage service outlet. Height of a bar counter should not be more than 36 to 40 inches. The width of the bar counter should be at least 18 to 24 inches. Area of movement should be at least 35 to 40 inches from the shelves or racks to the bar counter. Proper lighting, power, certain hygiene standards will also go a long way. Okay, so these are some of the items which are required in a bar counter, for a bar counter to work. Water jugs, glass racks, assorted glasses for various drinks, can opener, ice boxes, beverage drums, salvers, coasters, peg measurer, sizzle sticks, toothpicks, wooden cutting board, assorted wooden balls, wine baskets, soda decanters, shot glass, bar glasses, cocktail shakers, ice picks, cigar cutters, mixers, juicers, mixer juicer machine to make cocktails, cocktail stirrers, water coolers, sink 2 to 3 sinks, platters, plates of hollow wares for salads, etc., bar snacks, paper napkins, ice glasses, bar mixing spoons, bottle opener, corkscrew, citrus fruit squeezers, straws, refrigerated units to keep the beer chilled, bar list for wines, beers, cocktail spirits, cocktail napkins in cleaning cloths, polishing cloths, table napkins, etc., etc., etc. Huge amount of list of equipments. These are some of the proper requisite equipment. What is banqueting service? Banqueting services, services rendered in a hotel for a meal, usually lunch or dinner, especially for a group. Banquet has a predetermined menu. We'll also have food stations set up for self-service. There'll be different types of banqueting styles, French or American. Banquet event order. So when a banquet is taken, an event order is made. Banquet doesn't happen in a restaurant, normally happens at a banquet hall. So this is a special occasion. Every banquet is a special occasion. So there has to be internal communication which goes on to all departments. What is the menu decided? What are the relevant things which is required? Any special arrangement we need to be. So this is sent to the chef, the purchase manager, the banquet manager, the convention service manager, valet manager, so that how many guests are coming, so the parking can be scheduled for, housekeeping manager. They're usually numbered sequentially for easy reference and distribution. One week in advance. Reminder sent one day in advance, so that people are reminded. What are the buffet? Buffet is a meal where guests leave their table to choose food from a selection of dishes which are on display. Two types of buffet, knife and fork buffet, where table is laid out with a knife and fork. Guest returns with the food, have chosen a table which has been prepared. So it's a prepared table, but the food is in a buffet. Then there is the fork buffet. Usually a stand-up meal. The table is not laid out. Cutlery is picked up at the buffet table. Knife is normally avoided for such. And then there's the finger buffet. Finger buffets are snacks which are laid out. Small, tiny tidbits to eat. Little snack preparations which require no cutlery. Finger buffet. You can pick up with a finger. Fork buffet, you have to eat with a fork. Knife and fork buffet, when a knife and a fork is both required. Normally staff is circulating free drink and refilling drinks and picking up empty plates, finger buffets. Types of menus and kitchen operations. So let's talk about Indian cuisine. We live in India, it's a large, vast region. Indian cuisine is basically North Indian, South Indian, East Indian. Lots of various types of Indian cuisine. So Indian cuisine's got its aroma, it's got its tadka, it's got its excellent creations. It's a vast community. Food is varied and comes from different regions.